Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Biomed news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics led NASDAQ SCNI publishes peer-reviewed data supporting PC111 as potential disease modifier. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Ltd., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SCNI, has released peer-reviewed data supporting PC111 as a potential disease modifier. The study published in the Journal of Dermatological Treatment confirmed PC111's disease-modifying potential in humanized models of pemphigus by targeting soluble FAS ligand. This first-in-class human anti-FAS ligand monoclonal antibody showed the ability to prevent blister formation, offering a non-immunosuppressive approach. CEO Amir Reichman believes these findings demonstrate PC111's potential to transform treatment for high unmet need indications like SJS10, delivering value to patients and shareholders. For more information, visit Sinai Immunotherapeutics website at sinai.com.
GeoVax accelerates development of GeoMVA vaccine amid expanding global mpox crisis and reaffirmed WHO emergency designation. GeoVax Labs, Inc. is accelerating the development of its GeoMVA mpox vaccine candidate in response to the expanding global mpox crisis. With a surge in mpox cases across Africa and the WHO reaffirming emergency status, GeoVax is pursuing an expedited development strategy. Recent EMA guidance supports a streamlined regulatory pathway for GeoMVA, reinforcing the urgent need for scalable vaccine solutions. The company aims to finalize manufacturing and initiate human trials, develop a continuous manufacturing platform, and collaborate internationally to ensure equitable vaccine access. GeoVax's CEO emphasizes the importance of diversified solutions in the face of rising mpox cases and the emergence of more virulent strains.
Creative Biolabs pioneers next-gen single-domain antibody solutions amid rising therapeutic demand. Creative Biolabs, a biotechnology service provider, is pioneering next-gen single-domain antibody solutions in response to rising therapeutic demand. A recent Nature Communications study highlighted SDABs' ability to neutralize SARS-CoV-1 and NAT2 with high potency, making them valuable in oncology, neurology, and infectious disease research. Creative Biolabs offers end-to-end SDAB development solutions, leveraging SDAB's advantages such as deep tissue penetration, exceptional stability, rapid clearance, and low immunogenicity. They specialize in bispecific SDAB development, multivalent SDAB engineering, SDAB libraries, and custom production services to translate SDAB concepts into clinically available molecules. These SDABs like molecular pliers, critical against various pathogens. Learn more at Creative Biolabs website.
Creative Biolabs to host webinar on next generation tumoroid on a chip technology. Creative Biolabs will host a webinar on August 22, 2025 at 12 p.m. EDT, focusing on the tumoroid on a chip platform, a 3D tumor model for preclinical testing. Dr. Mohsin Akbari from the University of Victoria will present on tumor microenvironment modeling. This webinar is open to oncology and drug development professionals. 3D tumor systems provide more accurate drug response assessment. Key topics include high-throughput tumoroid-on-plate systems and immunotherapy screening. Dr. Akbari's research focuses on tumor-on-a-chip platforms. Creative Biolabs offers a portfolio of 3D tumor modeling platforms for oncology research, enabling evaluation of drug responses in a more in vivo-like tumor microenvironment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.